This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We extend their time so that they would compile sin upon sin, that they will earn more sins. The greatest punishment is for you to be punished while not knowing that you're being punished. And every sin has its own punishment. And one of the punishment of sin is for a person to continue to commit that sin. It's natural for us when we witness days upon days of injustice, for us or for some of us to start asking the question, when will Allah punish the oppressors? When will the aggressors meet the consequence of what they're doing? Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just and He does not love injustice. He had forbidden it. And that the outcome of injustice is darkness in the dunya and in the akhirah. But the question is, when will that happen? And that reminds me of an incident that was reported from one of the scholars of Banu Israel, an Israelite scholar, who once asked, he said, "Ya Allah, how often do I sin, but you do not punish me? Ya Rabbi, kam a'asika fala tu'aqibuni." So Allah Azza wa Jal revealed to him, "Ya Abdi, kam u'aqibuka wa la tash'ur." He says, "Oh my servant, how often do I punish you, but you do not feel it? Alam aslubka halawata munajati." Did I not deprive you of the sweetness of talking to me? That is, in that tradition, Allah Azza wa Jal is telling this person who had thought that he had somehow escaped the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, that no, you are being punished. Have you not noticed that there's a sweetness in conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dua, in reading His book, in being close to Him? Iman has its own sweetness. Iman is the reward of Iman. So did you not feel that I took that away from you when you started to sin? The greatest punishment is for you to be punished while not knowing that you're being punished. If you notice Allah's punishment, it will restrain you, it will wake you up. You'll understand that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy with you, and that is a great gift, because then you can change. When you have failed to notice Allah's punishment, then you will continue on your way to disobey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, unrestrained, unafraid. And ultimately that leads to that person's destruction. And that is not only significant when it comes to nations, but even individuals as well. So even though we're talking about something that is collective today, I don't want us to miss the point that this is true for us individually. That if you have noticed that Allah Azza wa Jalla had taken from you the sweetness of reading the Quran, the sweetness of dua, the sweetness of salah, you have to come back and ask, by what did I do? What did I do for that to be taken away from me? So Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he said that the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not only in the akhirah, but is in the dunya as well. And every sin has its own punishment. And one of the punishment of sin is for a person to continue to commit that sin and to commit greater sins. So if you see an aggressor, an oppressor killing people, and they are emboldened by the support of countries and the world around them, and they continue to do more and more of that, you must witness that this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. The ability to kill more people and to continue to kill in itself is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the more that this piles up, the more that a person hastens his own destruction and his own undoing. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Let not the disbelievers think that we extend their time on earth because we intend good for them. We extend their time so that they would compile sin upon sin, that they will earn more sins. And Allah says, and they will have a humiliating punishment.